Om Sri Sai Ram. Offering our most loving, reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, welcome to the evening session of Sri Satya Sai Spiritual Conference. After having an elevating session in the morning of chanting the Gayatri Mantra led by our most beloved Bhagwan, and also jointly chanting the Sai Gayatri, now we will move on to the next sadhana, Japam. We will have a talk on the power of Japam by Ms. Divya Tyagi. Ms. Divya Tyagi did her master's in mathematical statistics from Lady Sriram College, Delhi University. She is currently working as senior faculty in the Department of Mathematics of Delhi Public School, New Delhi. She has been associated with Bhagwan from 1977. She is a diploma holder in Sri Satya Sai Balvikas and currently educational coordinator of Delhi NCR, Ms. Divya Tyagi.
राम रामेति रामेति रमे रामे मनोरमे सहस्रनाम तत्तुल्यं राम नाम वरानने. My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of my divine master Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, and a very loving and warm Sai Ram to all my brothers and sisters. I was just going through the sessions that were conducted in the morning, and I realized a little later that what a beautiful game plan Swami has. We all came for the morning session at Sai Kulwant Hall thinking that we are those great spiritual seekers privileged to attend the spiritual conference. But immediately we got the message conveyed by AIP sir, that you all are kindergarten students, so do your basics right. I said, so very true. The next session, with beautiful lessons being taught to these wonderful kindergarten students, and we were learning these lessons, then in a wonderful talk by my young brother, we got the second lesson. He made us all realize that we are students, but then there are students like M and S, that is March and September students. I said, oh my God, what a profound lesson. So we need to be a little serious in our sadhana. The third session I was thinking, and Swami says, okay, now go and revise all the lessons in the evening. So as a humble devotee, humble servant of my dear Bhagwan, just like a normal school teacher, so here we revise what all we have learned so far. Brothers and sisters, we are indeed the most fortunate and blessed souls to be born in the age of Kali, where sadhana does not require tapas, elaborate puja, archana or yajna to attain the divine lotus feet. But it is the simple sadhana of Naam Smaran, which is the easiest path to liberation. Swami says, this Naam Smaranam is the highest japam. As in our scriptures, Lord Vishnu has said, Naham vasami vaikunthe, yoginam hridayena cha, madbhakta yatra gayanti, tatra tishthami narada. O Narad, I do not reside in Vaikunth, nor in the hearts of the yogis, but I dwell where my devotees chant my name. This is why there is one Kashi, there is one Mathura Vrindavan, and there is one and only one Prashanti Nilayam. This is where our Swami took birth. This is our Swami's Karm Bhumi. This is the place where humanity has lost count of the number of japam offered to our beloved Sai. The power of japam is such that with constant awareness of his name and form, Lord becomes our companion. He becomes our guide. He becomes our mentor. He becomes our friend. He yearns for you as much as you yearn for him. And this is the result of japam. The japam which purifies your mind, and this purity of your heart and soul, the unity in thought, words and deed, this is what is living with Sri Satya Sai. As Kabir Das Ji beautifully says, Kabira man nirmal bhaya, jo ganga ka neer, paache paache hari phire, kahet Kabir Kabir. The japam, whether it is ekakshari pranav or panchakshari mantra, it's manas jap or likhit jap, or even the name chanted in reverse, has the indomitable power to transform, to change the course of one's life. We all are aware of the stories of Maharshi Valmiki and Muni Markandeya. Bhagwan Baba says, the consequences of karma can be wiped out only through karma. And the best and simplest karma is Naam Jap. But this Jap should be saturated with love and devotion. And from time immemorial, we have been listening to the stories of great saints and seers. Mirabai, Tukaram, Tyagraj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all attained divinity through Naam Jap, through Naam Sankirtanam. But there was so much of love and devotion. It was suffused with total surrender. The benefits one enjoys through japam is as infinite as is the glory of God. What is japam? A new perspective can be, let's see the keywords of the word japam. J stands for Jivatma and P stands for Paramatma. In the morning, beautifully we were told how to hold the japmala and how beautifully we rested on that sattvic gun that we need to develop. It moves on, so we move it on and we try to cross this ocean of life, remembering our dearmost Sai, our dearmost Bhagwan. Lord Hanuman is the epitome of seva and sadhana, whose every cell, every breath, every pore resonated with Ramanam. Satyabhama and Rukmini, they were taken aback when from each strand of Draupadi's hair, they could hear Krishna's name. What is attained through japam? Immense peace, joy and bliss. Lifetime protection, not restricted to one birth. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham, derived from the 22nd verse of the 9th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna proclaims, I shall ensure the safety, dignity and well-being of my devotees. This is not just LIC logo that the government has picked up. The immense power of japam ensures the Sai insurance for all the devotees. This is the only bank balance, the bank balance of Naam Jap, that is carried forward beyond this birth. I experienced the power of japam when, as an 8-year-old girl, my mother gave me the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The mantra gradually changed to Om Shri Sai Ram when I joined my Balvikas class. And now this mantra is my lifeline. It's my faith. It's my strength. And I truly feel that this wealth of Naam Jap is the best gift a parent can give to a child, a guru to the disciple. We all need to strive hard. We all need to practice the sadhana of Naam Jap, which gradually becomes as natural as breathing. It comes with a lifetime of practice, but it is worth it. Let us all pray to our beloved Sai that when we breathe our last, his name and form is with us. I now invite each and every divine soul present in Sai Kulwant Hall to join us for the collective rendition of the Maha Mantra, Om Shri Sai Ram. We shall all follow this mantra and we shall do it collectively along with Sister Sri Lata Ramkumar, our Balvikas Guru. We shall all chant it 21 times.
Whenever the name of our most beloved Bhagwan runs through our lips and fills our mind, we can feel the bliss permeating our whole soul. So beautiful feeling we had now, chanting the name of our most beloved Bhagwan. Now, chanting the name of the form, we are going to travel to the chanting the name of the formless. Now we once again pray our beloved Bhagwan to lead us in the chant of the Mahavakya Soham.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్,
మీరు మనసు కాదు,
యు ఆర్ నాట్ ద మైండ్,
మీరు బుద్ధి కాదు,
యు ఆర్ నాట్ ద ఇంటెలెక్ట్,
మీరు ఇంద్రియం కాదు,
యు ఆర్ నాట్ ద సెన్సెస్,
మీరు అంతఃకరణ కాదు,
యు ఆర్ నాట్ ది ఇన్నర్ సెన్స్.
కానీ అన్నిటికీ మూలాధారమైనటువంటిది ఏదో అది ఏ నీవు.
In fact, the primordial basic principle, fundamental principle is your true self.
మన ఉచ్ఛ్వాస నిశ్వాసములు ఏ విధంగా సహజంగా సంచరిస్తున్నాయో,
జస్ట్ యాస్ బ్రీతింగ్ ప్రాసెస్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్
నేచురల్, అదే విధంగా మన జీవితం అంతా ఇక్కడను ఈ ఉచ్ఛ్వాస నిశ్వాసంతోనే ముగించాలి.
In fact, it should demonstrate the correct path and we should end our lives with that.
ఈ ఉచ్ఛ్వాస విశ్వాసమే నిజమైనటువంటి ఒక సాధన.
This breathing process will indicate the true spiritual path.
ఇది ఏ భగవత్ తత్వానికి తగినటువంటి ఉపాయం.
And this is the true device to earn divinity.
సోహం 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 ఇది ఏ మనం సాధించవలసినటువంటిది.
What we have to achieve is the secret behind the soham principle.
Vachindi manam soham vachindi.
In fact, we have
got this soham anetundi ekkada nunchi vachindi manaku.
This soham, where from we got it?
Ee soham anetundi kevalam koham anetundi padam nunchi vachindi.
This soham is derived out of koham.
Koham anaga nenu evaru?
Koham means who am I?
అప్పుడే దీనికి ఆన్సర్ సోహం అని వచ్చింది.
టు దట్ యు గెట్ దిస్ ఆన్సర్ సోహం.
మన జీవితం లోపల ప్రతి కర్మకుడును ఒక ఆన్సర్ మనం ఎత్తుకోవాలి.
సో ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ యాక్టివిటీ వీ షుడ్ ఫైండ్ ఎ సూటబుల్ అప్రోప్రియేట్ ఆన్సర్.
ఈ యొక్క శాశ్వతమైనటువంటి సత్యాన్ని మనం గుర్తించినప్పుడే మన సాధన ఫలించుతుంది.
వెన్ వన్స్ వీ నో దిస్ ఎటర్నల్ ట్రూత్, అవర్ స్పిరిచువల్ ప్రాక్టీస్ విల్ బి ఫ్రక్టిఫైడ్.
So,
After Jabam and after Soham meditation, now we move on to Jyoti meditation. Now we once again pray our beloved Bhagwan to guide us on the importance of Jyoti meditation.
Divyatma Swarupulara, meeru Deepavali pandaga roju meeru kontavarku gamaninchi untuntaru. అనేక క్యాండిల్స్ అంతా పెట్టి ఒక క్యాండిల్ తీసుకుపోయి ఒక్కొక్క క్యాండిల్తో మనం అంటిస్తూ వస్తుంటాం. ఆన్ ది దీపావళి డే దివాళి, ఉత్తరప్రదేశ్ దివాళి,
ఆన్ ది దివాళీ డే విచ్ వీ కాల్ దీపావళి, రో ఆఫ్ ల్యాంప్స్, వీ కీప్ ఏ రో ఆఫ్ క్రిసెట్స్, అర్జన్ క్రిసెట్స్, అండ్ విత్ వన్ ఫ్లేమ్ వీ కిండిల్ ఆల్ ద ఫ్లేమ్స్.
కానీ ఒక్క జ్యోతి నుంచి అనేక జ్యోతులు మనం అంటిస్తూ వస్తుంటాం.
With one flame, we are able to kindle myriad flames.
Antinchina jyoti, parabrahma jyoti. Antimpabadina jyotulu, jivana jyotulu.
The jyoti which kindles is the parabrahma jyoti, the eternal flame. And the others which are kindled by that flame, they are the jivana jyoti.
Kattakadapatiki, antinchina jyoti, antimpabadina jyoti, rendu kudanu okatigane kanipistuntai.
At last, the flame that kindles and the flame that is kindled, they are identical.
Kanukani, ee parabrahma jyoti, jeevana jyoti, rendu kudulu ekam kavatam chetane, brahma vit brahmaiva bhavati. Adi idi rendu okate, brahma tattvanni telusukunnattu vadu brahmagane roopondutadu.
Because these two flames become identical, one and the same. It is said that one who knows Brahma, Brahmavit, he will ultimately become Brahma himself.
Kaduka, jyoti meditation chala uttamamainatundi.
So, meditating upon the flame is the highest type of...
Karanam emanaga, dehame unnadanuko. Ee dehamu kramakramina marpu chendutu untadi.
Because this body, take it for instance, it goes on changing.
కనుక ఈ జ్యోతి మార్పు చెందడానికి ఏమాత్రం అవకాశం లేదు.
బట్ దిస్ ఫ్లేమ్ డజంట్ అండర్గో చేంజ్.
ఎట్లనగా దీనికి ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణము,
ఏ లిటిల్ ఇలస్ట్రేషన్ టు ప్రూవ్ దిస్.
ఒక చిన్న తొట్టిలో నీరు పోసి పెట్టాము.
యూ కీప్ ఏ టబ్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్.
కానీ ఒక్కొక్కరు ఒక్కొక్క టంబ్లర్ నీరు తీసుకుని పోతే ఆ టబ్ లో వాటర్ తగ్గిపోతుంది, క్షీణమైపోతుంది.
ఇఫ్ ఈచ్ వన్ డ్రాస్ ఏ టంబ్లర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది టబ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్, ఎట్ ఏ స్టేజ్ దెర్ విల్ బి నో వాటర్ ఇన్ ది టబ్.
ఒక ప్రదేశంలో ఒక లారీ ఇసుక తెచ్చి పోసాము.
ఎట్ వన్ ప్లేస్ వీ హావ్ డిపాజిటెడ్ ఏ లారీ లోడ్ ఆఫ్ శాండ్.
ఒక్కొక్కరు ఒక్కొక్క బుట్టెడు ఈ యొక్క ఇసుకను తీసుకుని పోతే అక్కడ ఆ ఇసుకు కూడా క్షీణించిపోతుంది.
ఇఫ్ ఈచ్ వన్ క్యారీస్ అవే ఏ బాస్కెట్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ శాండ్ ఆల్ ది శాండ్ వుడ్ బి ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్.
కానీ ఒక్కటి ఒక జ్యోతి ఎక్కడైనా అంటించినామంటే ఆ జ్యోతి నుంచి లక్ష మంది జ్యోతులు అంటించుకుని పోని ఈ జ్యోతి తగ్గిపోదు.
బట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ వన్ ఫ్లేమ్ one may kindle million flames, but this primordial original flame remains.
కనుకనే ఈ జ్యోతికి చీనే పుణ్యే మధ్యలోకం విశంతి అనేటువంటి ఒక దశ ఉండదు.
So there is no phase of diminution or destruction for this great flame.
కనుక జ్యోతిని నీవు మెడిటేషన్ లో ఉంచుకొని తదుపరి నీకేమైనా ఆరాధన రూపం నీకు ఒక ఇష్టం ఉంటే ఆ జ్యోతి లోపలిని నీ ఆరాధన రూపాన్ని కూడా నీవు స్థాపించుకో లేక నిలబెట్టుకో.
సో ఫోకసింగ్ యువర్ అటెన్షన్ అపాన్ ది ఫ్లేమ్, ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఫామ్ విచ్ యు లైక్, ఎనీ ఫామ్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఆఫ్టర్ యువర్ హార్ట్, యూ కీప్ దట్ ఫామ్ ఇన్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ అండ్ మెడిటేట్.
కనుక నా ఆరాధన దైవము ఈ యొక్క జ్యోతిలోనే ఉన్నాడు. పరబ్రహ్మ జ్యోతి నుంచి అన్ని జ్యోతులు కూడా వచ్చినాయి అనేటువంటి యొక్క ఏకత్వ భావాన్ని మనం అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవటం ఇది చాలా సార్థకమైనటువంటి యొక్క మెడిటేషన్.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది బెస్ట్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ టు థింక్ దట్ ది ఫార్మ్ విచ్ ఐ అడోర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద జ్యోతి, ఇన్ ద ఫ్లేమ్, అండ్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఆల్.
కానీ ఈనాడు అనేక రకములైనటువంటి మెడిటేషన్లు చాలా విరివిగా పెరిగిపోతూ వచ్చినాయి.
అండ్ టుడే దేర్ ఆర్ వేరియస్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ దట్ ఆర్ ప్రొపగేటెడ్.
కానీ చెప్తూ ఉన్నారు కానీ దాన్ని అనుభవించిన వారు ఎక్కడా కనిపించడం లేదు.
దేర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ బట్ వీ డు నాట్ కమ్ అక్రాస్ పీపుల్.
ఇవన్నీ కూడా కేవలము ఆర్టిఫిషియల్ మెడిటేషన్స్ అని చెప్పవచ్చు.
దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఆర్టిఫిషియల్ మెడిటేషన్స్.
ఇంత సులభంగా ఒక్క తూరి కూర్చుని తక్షణమే ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ పైకి పోతాడు 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 ఎక్కడ పోతున్నాడో ఏం చేస్తున్నాడో ఎవరికీ అర్థం కాదు. ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క సులభమైనటువంటి దీంట్లోనే ఈ సాక్షాత్కారం పొందుతుంటే ఆనాటి మహనీయులు సప్తఋషులు వీరందరూ కూడా ఇంత సులభమైన మార్గాన్ని వాళ్ళు తెలియకుండా పోయారా?
ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ సో ఈజీ టు సిట్ ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్ అండ్ దెన్ ట్రాన్సెండ్ ది బాడీ, ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఫర్ నథింగ్ that the seven rishis of old spent so many years to transcend the limitations of the body?
Inta sulabhanga veeru aadhyatmika tattvamlo priyaste veeru cheppadam enti tanmayattanga mari potaru okka konni nimishala lopala vaalku deham yokka pranthi e maatramu undadu ide meditation ani antunnaru.
They say that within a few minutes the body consciousness is forgotten and then they reach a stage of trance.
బాడీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ పోయినంత మాత్రమే ఇది మెడిటేషన్ అవుతుందా?
సింప్లీ బికాస్ బాడీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ లాస్ట్ వీ కెనాట్ డిస్క్రైబ్ దట్ స్టేట్ యాజ్ మెడిటేషన్.
బాగా రెండు బాటిల్ తాగేసిస్తే అది కూడా బాడీ కాన్షియస్నెస్.
ఇఫ్ వన్ డ్రింక్స్ టూ బాటిల్స్ ఆఫ్ వైన్ దెన్ ఆల్సో హీ లూజెస్ బాడీ కాన్షియస్నెస్.
ఇది కూడా ఒక మెడిటేషన్.
ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఏ టైప్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్?
కానీ అది కాదు. బాడీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ పోవాలి, ఆత్మ కాన్షియస్నెస్ సూపర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ రావాలి.
సో మెడిటేషన్ మస్ట్ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మేక్ అస్ ఫర్గెట్ ది బాడీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అండ్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ ఆల్సో ఎనేబుల్ అస్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద సూపర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్.
నీవు కన్నులు తెరిచి చక్కగా చూడు.
లుక్ ఎట్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ విచ్ యువర్ ఐజ్ వైడ్ ఓపెన్.
ఏ యొక్క జ్యోతిని నీవు బహిర్ముఖమైనటువంటి జగత్తులో నువ్వు చూస్తువో దానిని క్రమక్రమేణ కన్నులు మూసుకొని ఆ జ్యోతి నీలో ప్రవేశించినట్టుగా ఇమేజ్ చేయి.
ఇమాజిన్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ విచ్ యు హ్యావ్ బిహెల్డ్ విత్ యువర్ ఐజ్ వైడ్ ఓపెన్. ఆఫ్టర్ క్లోజింగ్ ది ఐస్ యు ఇమాజిన్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ ఈజ్ కిండిల్డ్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ.
కేవలము అక్కడ కూడా మనసుకు ఒక తీవ్రమైన పని పెట్టాలి.
దేర్ ఆల్సో ద మైండ్ మస్ట్ బి గివెన్ ఏ బిజీ యాక్టివిటీ.
ఏ మైండ్, ఆ జ్యోతిని తీసుకుని వచ్చి నీవు నా హృదయంలో తీసుకుని రా అని ఆ మనస్సుతో ఆ జ్యోతిని హృదయంలోకి తీసుకుని పోవాలి.
వీ మస్ట్ మేక్ ది మైండ్ బ్రింగ్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ అండ్ డిపాజిట్ దట్ ఫ్లేమ్ విత్ ఇన్ ద రీసెసెస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్.
అక్కడ హృదయ కమలం లోపల జ్యోతి వెలుగుతున్నట్టుగా చింతించాలి.
in the lotus of the heart, we must imagine that this flame is ablaze.
అక్కడి నుంచి ఆ జ్యోతిని సర్వాంగములలో ప్రయాణం చేయాలి. ఈ చేతిలో చేయాలి, ఈ చేతిలో చేయాలి, కడుపులో చేయాలి, కాళ్ళల్లో చేయాలి, కన్నుల్లో చేయాలి, నోటితో చేయాలి, చెవులు అంత దేహంలో ఉన్నటువంటి సర్వాంగములకు కూడాను ఈ జ్యోతిని ప్రయాణం సలుపుతూ రావాలి.
Then this flame must travel all over the body, through the limbs, through the stomach, through the eyes, and through every portion of the human body.
Ee deham anta sancharam chesina tarvata aa deham nunchi tirigi bayatiki teppinchali.
After this flame moves all over the body, then this flame must be brought out of the body.
Aa jyotini nee kutumbamlo unnatundi sarvulu yendu undinattuga neevu bhavinchali.
You must imagine that that flame is burning bright in all the members of your family.
Akkadi nunchi nee prakinti varu, nee bazaarlo varu, nee mitrulu, ee andari endu kuda nu ee jyothi undinattuga bhavinchali.
Then you must realize that this same flame is burning bright in your neighbors, in the people of your locality, in your friends and relations.
అంతే కాదు, తదుపరి నీ శత్రువుల పైన కూడా ఈ జ్యోతి ఉంటుండదని నిరూపించాలి.
At a later stage, you must prove that you are able to realize that this flame is burning bright even in your enemies.
అప్పుడు ఈశావాస్యం ఇదం సర్వం.
Then everything, every object is enveloped by Ishvara.
కనుక నీ యొక్క జ్యోతి నీ కన్నుల్లో పోయి చేరినది కనుక బ్యాడ్ దృష్టి ఉండకూడదు. ఎందుకంటే తమసోమా జ్యోతిర్గమయ, ఎక్కడ జ్యోతి ఉంటుంటారో అక్కడ చీకటి ఉండదు.
Because the flame is burning bright in the eyes, there should be no darkness.
Kanuka neevu chedda drushtiki neevu ematramo avakasam nandinchavu.
Therefore you should not look at bad objects.
Nee yokka chevulaku ee jyothi cheratam cheta ikkada cheddavi vishayalanetundi vinadaniki veelledu.
Because the flame has joined your ears, you should not hear anything that is bad.
Aa jyothi ni yokka naluku paina raavatam cheta akkada chedda matalu maatladaniki avakasam undadu.
Because the flame is burning bright on your tongue, there is no scope to utter bad words.
Nee padamlo ee jyothi cheratam valla chedda pradeshaniki idi prayanam cheyataniki e maatram angikarinchadu.
Because this flame is bright in your limbs, your feet should not go to bad places.
Nee chetullo aa jyothi cheratam cheta chedda panulu cheyataniki e maatram mundajja veyyavu chetulu.
Because the flame is there in the arms, your hands do not undertake any bad work.
Kanuka ee eka jyothini aneka vidhamulaitundi yokka prayanamulu salipi sarvatra unnatundi yokka పరమాత్మ జ్యోతి, పరబ్రహ్మ జ్యోతి ఒక్కటే అనేటువంటి ఒక సత్యాన్ని మనము గుర్తించుకోవటంలో ఈ ధ్యానం అనేటువంటిది ఎంతైనా మనకు సహాయకారిగా ఉంటుంది.
సో దిస్ వన్ ఫ్లేమ్ ట్రావెల్స్ టు సెవెరల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఎనేబుల్స్ అస్ టు రియలైజ్ దట్ ది సేమ్ రియాలిటీ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్.
What a great fortune is ours. When the great saints are doing tapas for so many years, just for the glimpse of the Lord, we had the Lord here teaching us, guiding us along every step of a sadhana. What a great fortune is ours. Now that Bhagwan has laid bare the importance of Jyoti meditation, let us, respected elders, brothers and sisters, immediately practice Jyoti meditation here and now. For the next 5 minutes when we practice this Jyoti meditation, let us not make any movements. Let us still sit still in our own place comfortably. This collective Jyoti meditation session will be led by Srimati Kavita Bhatnagar. Srimati Kavita Bhatnagar has done her PhD in economics from Rohilkhand University, Bareilly. She is currently working as counselor in Indira Gandhi National Open University. She has done a master trainer in Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. She is currently educational coordinator of Uttar Pradesh. Srimati Kavita Bhatnagar.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai and loving Sai Ram to one and all present here. We'll start Jyoti meditation with three Omkars. Candle in front of you. Relax your body, neck, shoulders, arms and hands, legs and feet. Sit with your spine straight. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out fully. Concentrate on the flame for a while. Slowly close your eyes and visualize the Jyoti coming closer and closer. As the Jyoti comes closer, visualize the Jyoti between your eyebrows. Take the Jyoti to your forehead and let it fill it with light. Visualize the Jyoti purifying all your thoughts. As the Jyoti enters the head, all the darkness and ignorance vanishes. Your mind becomes pure and calm. Slowly take the Jyoti to your right eye and then to the left eye. This divine light will purify your vision and makes your eyes strong and healthy. Swami says, see only good, don't see evil. Slowly take the Jyoti to your right ear and then to the left ear. The divine light will purify your ears. Your ear will like to hear sweet, soft sound, inspiring stories, melodies and songs, glorifying God. Slowly, take the Jyoti to your nostrils. To purify your nostrils and air passages, breathe in all pure thoughts and breathe out all impure thoughts. take the divine light to your mouth to purify your mouth and tongue. Now you will speak softly and sweetly to all. You will always speak the truth. Swami says, if you cannot oblige, at least speak obligingly. From now on, you will like to eat pure, nourishing, sattvic food. Now take the jyoti to your heart chakra, where God resides in the form of love. See this love growing and expanding. All the love you give comes back to you, increased tenfold. In this purified heart, you can have darshan of your beloved Isht Devta. May it be our Swami or Lord Ganesha, Christ, Krishna, Mahavir, or any form you worship and adore. Slowly take the light to your right shoulder, arm and hand, then to the left shoulder, arm and hand. This divine light will purify your hands. Your hands will be used to serve the mankind. Now the divine light going down to your right hip, leg and foot, then to the left hip, leg and foot. Your legs are filled with divine glow. These healthy legs will take you to the good and sacred places. Slowly take the jyoti to your spine. As it moves up, it moves to the base of the neck. Visualize the jyoti going up at the top of your head, at the crown chakra. It has 1,000-petal lotus. As the jyoti touches the chakra, the 1,000-petal flower opens completely. The jyoti becomes brighter and brighter, larger and larger. It surrounds your entire body. It shines upon your family, relatives, friends, enemies, in the form of love. Jyoti's divine radiance fills them with love. Now the jyoti shines on ancestors and those who have passed away. Now the divine light, going up into the cosmic space, higher and higher as it moves. It lights up the entire cosmic space. Feel the bliss of this divine light. Jyoti slowly comes down to Mother Earth, back to your country, your city, back to this place. Jyoti slowly descends from the top of your head to your heart chakra, where it glows radiantly. You are in the light. The light is in you. The light and you are one. Radiate this love and harmony to everyone you meet. All the beings in the world, be happy. May all be in peace. Slowly open your eyes and rub your palms together. Samasta lokaha sukhino bhavantu. Samasta lokaha sukhino bhavantu. Samasta lokaha sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti shanti. Jai Sai Ram.
It was such a soothing and relaxing session of Jyoti meditation. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, this morning and this evening, we have practiced many sadhana tools. We have also heard from Bhagwan the importance of various sadhana tools. Whatever we have experienced here is just a sample. If whatever we have practiced today becomes part of our daily routine and we practice it regularly, the real bliss lies ahead of us. At this moment, when we all feel relaxed one with Bhagwan, let us pray and vow that will make all this sadhana part of our daily life. We will conclude this evening session musically. We have a musical presentation by Sri Girish Atre on the theme Science of Living with Sri Satya Sai. Sri Girish Atre is an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai University. He was one of the students in the first batch of the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. He joined the school in 1979. Then he did his bachelor's in science in Satya Sai University. Later he went on to do his MBA. He has a manufacturing unit that makes biscuits for Parle. He is an active member in various cultural programs of Sri Satya Sai organization Maharashtra. Now let us have Sri Girish Atre.
Om Shri Sai Ram.
Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. ज्ञान है गुरु ध्यान है गुरु ज्ञान है गुरु ध्यान है गुरु की कृपा वरदान है गुरु बंदगी गुरु नमन गुरु धर्म है मेरा प्राण है शत शत उन्हें प्रणाम है शत शत उन्हें प्रणाम है पुरुषार्थ भी है गुरु जोरा बन कर चले भटके कभी जो मन कही गुरु सारथी बनकर मिले पुरुषार्थ भी है गुरु जोरा बनकर चले भटके कभी जो मन कही गुरु सारथी बनकर मिले आभास में उलझा हो मन गुरु सत्य बनकर आ मिले सदियों से इस जहान में गुरु प्रेम की पहचान शत तुम्हें प्रणाम है शत शत तुम्हें प्रणाम है साई ज्ञान है साई ध्यान है साई ज्ञान है साई ध्यान है साई ज्ञान है साई ध्यान है
दिस वॉज एन एफर्ट टू ऑफर प्रणाम्स म्यूजिकली एट हिज लोटस फीट Today's session is titled Musically Back to Presentation on Science of Living with Sai. So this is an effort to explore the science in Swami's teachings. What is this science of living with Sri Satya Sai? This is the science of awareness of His presence within us, around us. The conventional science which we know is physics, mathematics. That science has nothing to do with awareness, nothing to do with morality, nothing to do with values. The atom bomb used in the Second World War is a glaring example of scientific advancements being used for the destructive purposes. Even the mobile today, a scientific advancement, is a wonderful advancement. But as you and me can use the mobile, even a terrorist can use the mobile. So we see here that science has nothing to do with morality. But whereas morality is embedded in science, it is embedded in creation itself. We are going to explore how. The science of physics, mathematics, that is the science of experiment. This is the science of experience. That is the science of information. This is the science of transformation. That science says life or creation is by chance. It is an accident. This science says the creation is by divine will. Interestingly, both share one statement in common. You are all aware of that statement. Zindagi na mile dobara. You know, but if you look at the meaning from the modern science perspective, it means that you don't get a second life. You see, the life is by chance. There is no second life. So, jo bhi hai, ye life mein enjoy karo. You take loan and enjoy. This is the Charvaka philosophy. Grutam krutva runam pribhivet. You take loan and enjoy because there is no chance of a second life. But if you look at from the science perspective, it says that do your nishkama karma so that you don't get the second life. The statement is the same, but the meaning is totally opposite. So let us start exploring this science. So to start off, let us take the statement of the physics or the modern science. Creation is by chance. It is by accident. Chance, we know, we say, see, my brother or my cousin has bright chances of getting a job in certain company. Or if you have a bag of 9 apples and 1 mango, then there is 1 chance of picking up a mango in 10. So this is more or less the chance. It is associated with a probability number of an event occurring. But incidentally, science has discovered so many facts which are defying the chance hypothesis. One of them is the very crucial element required for life to exist. We all know the most crucial element for life to exist is carbon. And how carbon is formed? It is formed by a nuclear fusion of helium atoms. I'm using the word atoms because scientifically the correct word is nucleus. But for our sake, we'll use the word atom. 3 helium atoms fuse together to form 1 carbon atom. Mathematically, if you see the probability, the quantity which can be produced by mathematical equation is far less than what is actually being produced in the universe. Now, how this happens? A tremendous quantity of carbon is produced by 3 helium atoms dancing together with the same frequency of carbon. This happens because of resonance. Resonance amplifies. That is, I am speaking with my normal volume, but the frequency of my voice is being resonated here, and that is amplifying the sound. Similarly, 3 helium atoms dancing with the same frequency with that of carbon create the resonance, and that amplifies the whole carbon producing process. How can this happen? This cannot happen by chance. You know, by chance something can happen once or twice, but this is an ongoing process. How can this happen? It is like, you know, 2 groups dancing same steps together. Suppose tomorrow there is a program of dance in Purnachandra. One group from West Bengal comes and other comes from Andhra Pradesh. Both groups start dancing the same steps together. How can this happen? Can you guess how can this happen?
This can happen only if their choreographer is the same. If there is the same choreographer teaching both of them, they can dance the same steps. So science now is pointing towards a cosmic choreographer who is making us dance to his tune. So this particular fact, or this what is science is pointing out towards the cosmic choreographer, this is beautifully explained in the next song, which says, Neeli chhat ke piche baitha jane kaun madari, Neeli chhat ke piche baitha jane kaun madari, jaise jaise naache nachaye, naache duniya sari. Let's listen to this song.
जैसे नाच नचाए नाचे दुनिया सारी नीली छत के पीछे बैठा जाने कौन मदारी जैसे जैसे नाच नचाए नाचे दुनिया सारी नीली छत के पीछे बैठा जाने कौन मदारी सितारे कब कब हम करते हैं क्या क्या पल पल हमें निहारे मछली को क्या लेना है जो रे सागर के हारे उस शक्ति की भक्ति कर ले ओ बंदे मतवाले नीली छत के पीछे बैठा जाने कौन मदारी नीली छत के पीछे बैठा जाने कौन मदारी कहते हैं जिसने ये बनाए धरती गगन समंदर कहते हैं जिसने ये बनाए धरती गगन समंदर और सबको जो नाच नचाए है एक छुपा कलंदर वो मालिक छुप कर बैठा है हर इंसान के अंदर प्रेम भाव से सबसे मिलना इस दुनिया में सिकंदर नीली छत के पीछे बैठा जाने कौन मदारी जैसे जैसे नाच नचाए नाचे दुनिया सारी नीली छत के पीछे बैठा जाने कौन मदारी नीली छत के पीछे बैठा जाने कौन मदारी जाने कौन मदारी जाने कौन मदारी
So now we are seeing that science is pointing out towards the cosmic choreographer. So let us come to the spiritual science statement that the creation is not by chance, it is by God's will. What is God's will? Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. That is God's will. Interestingly, we pray samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. But God's intention is the same. So you see, the seed for the prayer is God's intention. At God's level, it is His intention. At our level, it is a prayer. Is there a science in Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu? Yes. It is here that quantum physics enters the scene of spiritual science. The first experiment which shocked the scientific community was in 1982. It was called the photon entanglement experiment, which shows that the correlated particles of light are connected simultaneously. You know, this goes beyond the laws of current science. But interestingly, in 1994, a neurophysician, it is called the Greenberg-Zilberbaum experiment, they conducted the same quantum entanglement in case of two brains, and brains of two meditative sadhakas, sadhakas who had been meditating all along. And they were kept in Faraday chambers, and their brains were connected to the EEG machine. Like we have ECG for heart activity, we have EEG for the brain activity. And they were miles apart, miles apart, mind you. And both of them, while meditating, held the intention of samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. And after that, on one particular sadhaka, some flashes of light were thrown. Now, once you throw the flash of light, it alters the brain activity, which is reflected in the EEG. But surprisingly, both the EEGs showed the alteration. See, that is the omnipresence of the intention of God's will. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu reflects. It is omnipresent. It manifests simultaneously. And this is the first experiment where quantum physics has come as a bridge between the gross and the subtle, the modern and the spiritual. The next experiment of quantum physics, which is called the delayed choice experiment, has shown that light senses your intention and it behaves accordingly. Second conclusion, it showed that light travels in the past to the extent of 8 nanoseconds. So for practical purposes, it means that light is omnipresent. And that is the importance of Agni when we conduct Yajna, because Agni is supposed to know your intention and it communicates your intention to the Almighty. And the third most important and shocking conclusion of quantum physics is light is dark. Light is dark until it reaches your brain. Most shocking conclusion. We see, we get up in the morning and the sun rises and we feel that because the sunlight we are able to see the universe around us. Yes, sunlight is there. But unless it reaches a detector, light is dark, light is invisible. That is the most shocking conclusion of quantum physics. And in our brain also there is no light. So what creates the vision? What creates the sight? Now quantum physics is saying there is a quantum consciousness within you who uses the brain and converts the light process into an illumination. Morning we, Brother Vedanarayan was saying, and Swami also endorsed that, the materialization, the vibration and the radiation is in you, Swami is saying. That is what quantum physics is saying, and that is, so we are creating the reality for us. The Swami within us is using the brain, taking the light and converting it into the sight. So we are creating the reality and all stages of reality, utpatti, sthiti, laya, but at the same time we don't know how we are doing it. And that is what Swami is saying. I am God, you are God, you don't know you are God. And that is why Swami says, I have come to light the lamp of love within you. So Swami is saying he has come to light the lamp, fine. Now where is love here? Now coming back to Bhagavad Gita. See, Bhagavad Gita says, life is a combination of Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga and Karma Yoga. Now here we have seen that the light of vision and light of wisdom is same. Quantum physics has shown this. You create the light, so light of vision and light of wisdom is the same. Now this wisdom has to come into our action. It has to be translated into action. So unless our action is not backed by the right intention, there is no use. And Gita says this can happen through the mind. And mind is endowed with tendencies like love, hatred, jealousy, compassion. So you have to use only the love tendency of the mind and translate the light of wisdom into your action. And that is how you will reach the Nishkam Karma. And that is what Swami says, I have come to light the lamp of love in you. Now, this we are trying to express in the next song by lovingly addressing Swami, Keshava, Madhava, Govinda, Gopala, Prema Swarupa, Sai Ranga, grant us the light, grant us the light. Keshava, Madhava, let's listen.
Keshava Madhava Govinda Gopala Keshava Madhava Govinda Gopala Prema Swarupa Sai Ranga Keshava Madhava Srishti ka prakash tu, Drishti ka prakash tu, Srishti ka prakash tu, Gyana prakash tu, Sai Ranga, Gyana prakash tu, Sai Ranga, Sai Ranga Keshava Madhava Govinda Gopala Prema Swarupa Sai Ranga Keshava Madhava शब्द और स्पर्श तो रूप रस गंध तो शब्द और स्पर्श तो रूप रस गंध तो ब्रह्म पर ब्रह्म तो साई रंगा ब्रह्म पर ब्रह्म तो साई रंगा Sai Ranga Keshava Madhava Govinda Gopala Prema Swarupa Sai Ranga Keshava Madhava
We mentioned about Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga. Swami has often quoted Gita, Yad Bhavam Tad Bhavati, which means that the fruit of action is yielded not by the action itself, but the intention behind the action. Now let us see if there is any science underlying this. Now medical science has shown us the structure of the human brain. The triune brain, as you can see, consists of three parts. The first is the reptilian brain, which is connected, associated with the basic functioning, instinctual brain. 60% of our brain is the reptilian brain, which is associated with the needs of hunger, thirst, breathing, movement, rest, reproduction. The next comes the limbic system, or the emotional brain, or the monkey brain. 38.4% of our brain is the monkey brain. So see, 60 plus 38.4, 98.4% all of us are monkeys. Only 1.6% we are humans. Now the monkey brain is associated with security, shelter, group living, recognition. And the 1.6% human brain is associated with creativity, love, compassion. So it is that creative domain, if we train ourselves to control the whole body mechanism from the creative domain, that is the objective. And now see where the intention and action, yad bhavam tad bhavati, where does it come into picture? See, the action can be one, but the intention can be different. Let us take an example. The housewife is making coffee for her husband. Now she can have two intentions. One is that her husband should appreciate her and say, ki, oh, what a wonderful coffee you have made. See, this is the recognition, which is associated with the monkey brain. Fine. The second intention can be, no, I don't want recognition. Let my husband enjoy the coffee. Let him be satisfied. This is the creative intention. Now, every intention creates an impact. It creates a memory. So now just imagine, if you are seeking recognition, it creates a memory of the monkey brain, which is automatically transferred to the next birth. So, in effect, what you are all working for the monkey birth in the next life. This applies to everything, even for bhajan singing. I think that is the most fundamental reason why Swami has encouraged group singing. If a bhajan singer also expects recognition that after bhajan, devotees should come and say, oh, how beautifully you sang. See, he is preparing for a monkey birth. Isn't it? And Swami says, mind is also a monkey. We saw the brain is also monkey to the 98.4 extent. Mind is also monkey. Here we may ask, what is the difference between brain and the mind? We don't have much time, but in as short as possible, I'll try to explain. See, mind in the Vedantic cosmogony has been termed as the subtle organ of cognition and action. Mind is made up of sukshma bhutas, something like dark matter in the physics terms, which cannot be detected, but its effect can be detected. So mind is subtle, and mind uses the brain, which is composed of panchama bhutas. Mind uses the brain as the instrument. So brain is like the piano. If you want to play a song, you cannot play it without the piano. But piano does not compose the song. Song is composed by A.R. Rahman. So mind is like A.R. Rahman, who composes the thought, and brain is like the piano who expresses the thought. And this mind also, Swami says, it is monkey. Now, how to quieten the mind? Like, in the bhajan conference, our brothers Ravi Kumar and Ameya, they have been conducting beautiful bhajan sessions, and they have told what Swami has told, ki namasmarana is the first door out of all the seven doors to heaven. And namasmarana is the first exercise to quieten the mind. You have to tie the mind with the rope of namasmarana to the tree of Nama. Just try to think about this. Rope of namasmarana, tie the mind to the tree of Nama and quieten it. That is the first step. So, and this conference is, aimed at a practical demonstration. So I thought, let us sing a bhajan itself, which is basically all the namasmarana, Vitthala's namasmarana. Let us sing that bhajan, all of us together, like a normal bhajan. Let us sing that bhajan and try to forget ourselves, try to forget our entity and immerse in the Vitthala Nama. Let us have the bhajan. We have now come to the concluding stage of this session. So we started with Guru Gyan Hai, and in that there was one line which said, Sadiyon se is jahan mein Guru Satya bankar aamile. You know, this has been the history. Whenever there is an imbalance and whenever there is a danger to Dharma, an avatar has descended. It is in fact, in a simple word, in simple words, it is saying the same thing of yada yada hi dharmasya. But yada yada hi dharmasya is actually a translation, a simplified translation of the language of the cosmos itself. See, we have a pet dog in our house. A dog cannot speak as fluently as we can. It has a limited expression capacity. So we have to train ourselves to understand the language of the dog. Go little down, little deeper. We have plants in our house. Plants even cannot even speak. But we have to train ourselves to understand the language of the plants. In the same manner, the cosmos also is conscious. And cosmos also has a language, but we have to train ourselves to understand that. And to make that easy, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, yada yada hi dharmasya. And that is being further simplified by Swami by saying, why fear when I am here? Now, this science of why fear when I am here, the research in biology has now shown that every cell in our body, we have about 50, 60 trillion cells in our body. Every cell in our body is endowed with a mind, a memory. So every cell is a miniature human being. And it is endowed with an intelligence and a spirit of cooperation. The spirit of cooperation is nothing but love. So every cell is endowed with that intelligence and love. So it proves that the spirit of cooperation and intelligence is embedded in the creation. So it is by purpose. Now, in the evolution process, the cell knows that if he cooperates with other cell, it can enrich its life. That is the intelligence with which it uses. So by cooperating with other cell, the cell evolves. And like that, from the single cell organism, we have evolved to a multicellular organism. Now, further research has shown that in the evolution process, from the single cell to multicellular organism, the complexity also increases. We are a most complex structure. We have very complex structure in our body, which even doctors say they have understood only 10 to 15% of the complexity. Further research shows that more the complexity, more the manifestation of intelligence. So we are the most intelligent on the earth. Oh, that is also fine. Now here comes the most shocking research. More complexity, more intelligence. More intelligence, more ego. And here is where the ego tilts towards the selfish than the selfless. Here is where the competition overrides the cooperation. And that is how the balance of the universe starts getting tilted. And the universe itself has a tendency to restore that balance. And that tendency itself has been explained by Lord Krishna as Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya. That tendency of the universe to restore its balance has been simply put in our language by Swami, that He is with us, He is around us, why fear when He is here? In the 18th chapter, 66th shloka, Krishna also tells Arjuna, don't fear. You are protecting the dharma and so you must fight. I am there with you. You are protecting dharma. Don't fear. Swami is telling us the same thing. Why fear when I am here? And this is the same feeling which we are trying to embed in a song. First, let us visualize that Swami is telling us, ki I am with you. Yaha main hoon, waha main hoon, har jagah main hoon. Jab main hoon tere saath, fir kyun ghabrate ho? And in the second part, try to visualize that now we are experiencing, yahan sai, waha sai, har jagah, sai sai. Let us conclude with this song, Yaha main hoon, waha main hoon.
यहाँ मैं हूँ, वहाँ मैं हूँ, हर जगह मैं ही मैं हूँ. यहाँ मैं हूँ, वहाँ मैं हूँ, हर जगह मैं ही मैं हूँ. जब मैं ही हूँ तेरे साथ, फिर क्यों घबराते हो? यहाँ मैं हूँ, वहाँ मैं हूँ, हर जगह मैं ही मैं मेरा.
तुझ में मैं समाया हूँ, रिश्ता मेरा तुमसे ही है, तुझ में मैं सच्चाई है। जब मैं ही हूँ तेरे साथ, फिर क्यों घबराते हो, यहाँ मैं हूँ हर जगह यहाँ साईं वहाँ साईं हर जगह साईं साईं यहाँ साईं वहाँ साईं हर जगह साईं साईं ये कैसा महिमा ये कैसा करिश्मा है, यहाँ साईं वहाँ साईं हर जगह साईं साईं। हल्की सी बात इशारा किसे, किसको विभूति दे दी है, हल्की सी बात इशारा किसे, किसको विभूति दे दी है, आंखों में दया सागर मुस्कान आँखों में दया सागर मुस्कान होठों पर है, ये कैसा महिमा है, ये कैसा करिश्मा है, यहाँ साईं वहाँ हर जगह साईं 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 साईं
पाहि माम श्री गणेश रक्ष माम,
गणेश पाहि माम श्री गणेश रक्ष माम,
Jai Ganesha Pahi Mam Shri Ganesha Raksha Mam Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Raksha Mam Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Raksha Mam संकट हर जय गणेश रक्ष मा जय गणेश जय गणेश जय गणेश रक्ष मा जय गणेश जय गणेश जय गणेश रक्ष Ganesha Pahi Mam Shri Ganesha Raksha Mam Jai Ganesh Jai Ganesh Jai Ganesha Raksha Mam Jai Ganesh Jai Ganesh Jai Ganesh Raksha Mam Jai Ganesh Jai Ganesh Jai Ganesh Raksha Mam Jai Ganesh Jai Ganesh Raksha Mam Jai Ganesh Pahi Mam Shri Ganesha Raksha Mam
Thank you. भगवदे वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवदे वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय हरि नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय ॐ नमो नारायणाय ॐ नमः शिवाय ॐ नमो नारायणाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
साई नाम बोलो सत्य साई नाम बोलो
साई नाम बोलो
Shri
हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शिवदना श्रीखया सर्वाप्राणपदे स्वामी सर्वाप्राणपदे आश्रित कल्पल पीता आश्रित कल्पल पीता आवतार ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीवे नारब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नायेन्द्राशयना ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ॐ पाररूपोजस्मिलोकाय
श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।